So the only way that man has up to now had the capacity to discern truth from falsehood, frankly, is by consciousness research. That's a fact. Well, until the compass, nobody knew north from south. Until the telescope, nobody knew whether we went around the sun or vice versa. So for the first time in history, we had a means of discerning truth and falsehood. And I saw the many applications to many areas of human life. The first book I wrote was Power versus Force. So I wrote Power versus Force to explain the paradigm, the whole context of the calibrated levels of consciousness. Because you see, what you're saying is that you have discovered a scale that is the absolute. Mankind's never had the absolute except through faith in God, but he couldn't prove it for himself. What we discovered was an absolute. So what we discovered was equivalent of the thermometer that could tell temperature, not what you think it is out or feel it is out. You could actually measure it. And once you do this often enough, you begin to be able to intuit it. I can listen to somebody talk and I can tell you within an instant whether they're giving a bunch of BS or they're telling you the truth. They can be incorrect but honest. So there's two different things, deception and falsehood, etc. And then there's just not knowing any better. So you can be wrong but very integrous about that. And you can sound very integrous and be totally wrong. So I wanted to go further into the subjective experience of the mystic. The only one who realizes the absolute truth has been classically called the mystic, because as the ego dissolves and is removed, as we said, the self with a capital S, the presence of God within, God immanent, reveals itself automatically.